I'm going to play a rant from Joe Rogan that I just think is inspiring. Now, he's in trouble for this because somebody made a video of it and then put some images to it that include the Nazis, and they're not happy, so Joe Rogan must pay. But listen to his words.
As soon as you give politicians power, any kind of power that didn't exist previously, if they can figure out a way to force you into carrying something that lets you enter businesses or lets you do this or lets businesses open, historically, they are not going to give that power up. They find new reasons to use it.
I'll be back.
We have to protect those freedoms at all costs, whether you agree with people's choices or not, because it is the foundation that this country was founded on. Freedom. This idea of freedom, there's so many people that think it's frivolous, it's not important, it's not the main thing that we should be focused on, but it is the literal structure that allows this country to be so amazing. Every single country that's ever existed other than the United States, up until 1776, every country that has ever existed was run by dictators, all of them. This is the first experiment in self-government that actually worked, and it created the greatest superpower the world's ever known. It created the greatest cultural machine, the greatest machine of art and creativity and innovation right here. And how did it do that? It did it through freedom. And as soon as you see something, anything that comes along and inhibits your freedom, you should be very cautious of that thing. You should be very suspicious. Because anything that comes along that can inhibit your freedom is, by definition, anti-American.
Now, why is he in trouble? Why is he in trouble? Because he says, that anybody's trying to take your rights away. And as he's saying that, images of the Holocaust. And that apparently can't be done.
Right, that's their big line, I guess. The group of people that told you that Donald Trump was Adolf Hitler for the past 5 years now suddenly has problem with Holocaust comparisons. That is an interesting new discovery from the left. I don't know how they came across it.
Wow.
And by the way, we should point out that Joe Rogan didn't compare.
No,
that at all. The filmmaker who put images to his words used some Nazi
video. And a lot of other images,
right,
too.
Dictators.
From dictators.
Dictators.
People, whenever anyone starts to say certain things, those are signs that you're on the wrong path.
Right. The wrong path is the best way to put this. Because at the end of the path, if the end of the path is Nazi Germany, you don't take 2 steps down that path. You don't take 5 steps down that path. You take 0 steps down that path. You avoid the path at all. No one is saying that currently we are in the middle of murdering millions of people. However, when government takes control, sometimes bad people wind up with the power behind that government, and they are able to use those controls against the people. I will give you, for the left, an example of someone that might concern you with lots and lots of power. His name's Donald Trump. Remember how much, you remember how you were saying he was Hitler? Well, what if he had all of this power? What if you gave him all of that power? What if this person that you've been saying is Adolf Hitler for 5 years, what if he had all of this power? How would you feel about it? This is why it doesn't matter about the man. It doesn't matter who the person is.
Doesn't matter the party.
You limit the country is designed so that no matter how crappy your president is, they can't do those things.
Right. No matter how crappy Congress or the Senate.
Yep.
Or the Supreme Court or anybody. You can't do it. But it requires all of those people to stand with the Constitution of the United States. And they're not. And they're not doing it because of their own power and their own money, et cetera, et cetera. Or their own arrogance. They think they know better. And that's where dictators usually start. They just know better than everyone else. And that's what we were designed to stop. And we're the only one designed to stop it. Now, they say, just because it's like Hitler doesn't mean it's going to end in the Holocaust. Well, okay, but I don't really think that we should be going down the German road in any way, shape, or form. Yeah, it may not lead to the ovens, but I don't think I want to even go down that road at all. I mean, maybe we'll have some strudel, but that's as deep into Germany as I care to go. But if you look at the... This was developed by Genocide Watch, along with the United States Department of State, the 8 stages of genocide. And here they are. So would you say that we want to go down this road at all, or if we want to make sure that it never happens again, we shouldn't do any of these things? Here's step one. People are divided into them and us. All right, well, that's been done. That's done. Okay. So step one on our road to the Holocaust has already been done. Step two, symbolization. When combined with hatred, symbols may be forced upon unwilling members of pariah groups. To combat symbolization, hate symbols can be legally prohibited as hate speech. Okay. Well, I don't think that star has been sewn onto anybody. I think the hate symbol that has been given by the left is the Make America Great hat. Anything that identifies you as a Trump supporter, you are now part of a group that it's okay to hate. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I would say that's true. I mean, you look at, there was an episode of Curb Your Enthusiasm from this past year where Larry David decided he didn't want to talk to people, so he wore a MAGA hat so that people wouldn't talk to him anymore because he knew no one would want to interact with him if he had it on. I mean, I think that's obviously a comedic way of telling it, but I think that's kind of true.
I think it is.
In large swaths of the country.
Oh, yeah. Large swaths of the country. The other symbol that is okay to hate is not wearing a mask. If you wear a mask, you're fine.
You can scream at the person.
You can scream at the person that's not wearing a mask.
Remember we had that whole, punch a Nazi movement for a while there? It's, related to the Antifa stuff where, you see someone who you quote unquote think is a fascist. It's okay to punch them, right? Mm-hmm. It's okay to attack them because we're anti-fascists. Mm-hmm. So there is definitely a movement and a powerful one.
So we're on that road.
We're not there.
We're not officially assigning a symbol, but the symbols exist. Discrimination is the third one. Law or cultural power excludes groups from full civil rights, segregation, or apartheid laws, denial of voting rights. Okay. Well, law or cultural power, we have that, denying groups full civil rights or segregation. We are now in our colleges segregating. We're segregating instead of black people out. We're now segregating white people out.
New York City is most younger African Americans are not allowed to go into restaurants.
Yes. You got it on that direction.
Right. So you have multiple places there. I mean, it's certainly not full civil rights have eroded to that level, but again, you want to go down this road.
You're being told that their patience is running thin and you will not be able to do things if you don't have the vaccine.
That's definitely, again, that's not
we're
full
on the
civil
road.
Rights, but there are problems.
Right.
There.
Step four, we're halfway to the ovens. We're halfway to the ovens.
No. Well, you're saying this is half of this list.
Yeah. Yeah.
But we haven't done all of the things so far on the list. We've done
some
of them.
We're on the road. Yeah. We're on the road on all of them so far.
Right.
Four, dehumanization. One group denies the humanity of the other group. Members of it are equated with animals, vermin, insects, or diseases. Already done. That's done.
I don't know that that's, well, it's done by some, by some.
Yeah, by
like,
some.
Like, for example, you watched Jimmy Kimmel the other night saying, like, yeah, let the people who are unvaccinated die in the hospitals.
Yeah, it's not just Jimmy Kimmel. You have doctors saying that.
You have some. But, yeah. I mean, I don't know that that's the entire society or the entire apparatus of the government saying that, but it is, it's becoming
all
more
too popular.
Yes.
Becoming more popular. Organization. This is where the metal meets the road, or the rubber meets the road.
You have terrible tires if they're made out of metal.
You have the first four, and those can be done culturally or through official means. The four of these have been done culturally. Now you get into organization. Genocide is always organized. Special army units or militias are often trained and armed. I think we're going through that now with our military being trained on CRT, and, you know, they're out searching for people who are Trump supporters because they're radicals, et cetera, et cetera. It's the beginning of it, or what could be the beginning of it. Do you disagree with that?
I mean, I see what you're saying. I mean, the idea that the emphasis on domestic terrorism,
yes,
is a problem. I mean, does that mean that we have organized militias going after
groups? I'm not saying that. I'm saying this is the beginning. The training is beginning to see things as parts of the country. However you vote, or if you won't play along with the woke game, you're a problem. You're an extremist. That's the beginning of the training. Then polarization. Hate groups broadcast polarizing propaganda.
But we're already doing that right now in this program. That's what we do every day.
No, remember, I mean, I think that this is coming from, this is aimed at the victim group. And I think that propaganda is coming out already. Preparation, mass killing is planned. Thank God I don't think that's happening. Persecution, that's when people are rounded up and put into ghettos or concentration camps, and then extermination. By the way, the 10th step, the perpetrators deny they committed any crime. How hard that must be. You know, we've always seen this, and we saw this in Germany, and we still see this in Germany. They're you know, people are like, well, I didn't have anything. We didn't do anything wrong. That was what was going on. We didn't know how hard it must be for the people who lived through that and know their neighbors did know. I mean, how many times do we have people denying things? Like, for instance, right now, the Democrats, not anywhere in the scale, but the Democrats denying that they were the ones that were holding kids out of school, that they were the ones they now claim they were fighting for the schools to be open. It was the evil Republicans that were trying to keep the schools closed. I mean, how do you survive that? How do you make that so your brain just doesn't explode?
And I'll say, like, as important it is to warn about these roads, it's also important to note, you know, like, it doesn't...
Big things.
It doesn't...
Big things are standing in the way still.
Big things. We have a constitutional structure that stops this. We have great people in the military and our police that stop this. And, like, look, I'll be honest, you know, everyday life, it seems normal. I mean, these things escalate slowly, but these problems are problems that you get rid of now.
Now.
So you don't worry about these bigger problems later.
Correct. And as Edwin Black told me, these problems we have, this means the Holocaust may never, ever come to America. But it also means that we've done a lot of the work where it could happen tomorrow. We just have to be aware of when you're polarizing, when you're dividing, when you are excluding people, when you're denying the humanity of people, you are on the same road. And once enough people are convinced of those things, then the government can make the rest of it happen quickly.